CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein. We're joined by our colleague, Brigadier General, retired, Yossi Cooper-Vosser, who is director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center. Right now, we're calling upon him to help us understand first the rocket attacks out of Gaza in these last days and hours. Yossi, a good evening to you. The rocket attacks, they are visually stunning. The interceptions by Iron Dome, also stunning. Is there anything in these rocket attacks that's new? Is there any break in the pattern? Did they use different kinds of rockets? Or were these salvos, these overwhelming salvos, 100s, 200s, was that a surprise? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, I wouldn't say it's a surprise. We all knew that they do that. But this round is a round on steroids. These kind of rockets were launched in the... And before Israel started operating against buildings in Gaza, this time it all happened within one day. And this is quite impressive. And I think that we were watching the capability of Hamas and the Islamic Jihad to launch big salvos of rockets simultaneously, which is supposed to put a challenge for the Iron Dome. But the Iron Dome knew that, we knew that something like that can happen, and the Iron Dome was adjusted to be able to cope with such a big salvo. So most of the rockets were hit. The Iron Dome always had something like 10% of misses, and it's still happening now. And so that's why when you launch such a big number of rockets, still 10% reach their target, and we have some casualties, unfortunately. Not too many, but on the other side, I think especially during the last day, we saw the heavy price for the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, and they lost some of their leaders and the key operatives, and they also lost a lot of their infrastructure. So they are paying a heavy price, and a long time before the heavy price is being charged, this is all happening within 2 days now that we are in this operation.
To what degree do you think that this is... what's happening in Gaza is related to the Palestinian elections? Is it competition between Hamas and Fatah to show who can be the most anti-Israel? Obviously, this was pre-planned because you couldn't have all of these preparations both in Jerusalem and in Gaza. So to what degree are all these larger factors at play, including Ramadan?
All these factors that you mentioned were in play, especially, and this is the interesting stuff here, because what Hamas wants to do is not to win a war with Israel. They know they can't win a war against Israel. What they want to do is to improve their position inside the Palestinian arena. That's the purpose of this entire operation, because they were frustrated with the cancellation of the election, and they want to put themselves in a leading position inside the Palestinian arena. And this is the way for them to show that they are more committed and more capable to protect Jerusalem than Abu Mazen, and to put themselves in a better position. It has nothing to do with the question of how many targets they actually hit and how many Israelis are going to be hit by these attacks and what price they pay. It's whatever happens, they are going to be able to say, we were sacrificing more and we were doing more for Jerusalem, and that's why we are more entitled to be looked upon as the protectors of Jerusalem. That is what's going to happen, and this is the main reason that this is going. This was happening during Ramadan when everybody was very much emotionally involved in this situation. And there's nothing new about that. We knew Ramadan was coming. We knew the data were there. I was speaking about it in advance, saying, "Oh, this day is going to be a very sensitive day," and this was quite clear that this is going to happen. There's no surprise in that. From Israeli point of view, what we want to show to the Hamas is, first of all, how committed we are to protecting our population. And secondly, that if they thought that this was a calculated risk to take this kind of heinous attack against civilians, indiscriminately attacking civilians all over Israel, if they thought that this is going to be a good bargain for them, the price is going to be extremely heavy. That is what Israel is trying to establish. And I think that for the time being, if you look at the 2 days, especially on the second day, this message was well delivered, well conveyed. I'm not sure that it was well received, but it was to the Palestinian side, especially to Hamas, who suffered a very heavy loss.
Yossi, I want to understand this. This is a competition between Hamas in Gaza and the PA or the PLO in the West Bank, a competition. So therefore, in the PA having launched these the rioters in Jerusalem and then spreading throughout the country, Hamas answered that with rockets? Is that Hamas was a response to the to the rioting, or did they happen simultaneously?
No, Hamas was provoking the riots. Many of the rioters were Hamas supporters. And they raised the flags of Hamas and chanted all kinds of slogans in support of Hamas, calling upon Mohammed Deif, the commander of the military wing of Hamas, to hit Tel Aviv. And this was the message coming from Jerusalem. And Mohammed Deif and the Hamas in Gaza responded to the provocation done by themselves by launching the rockets from Gaza. And so this was a well-planned act that on the one hand is supposed to hit Israelis and kill as many Israelis as they can, because this is what they want, and they are totally committed to destroying Israel and making sure that Israel doesn't exist as a nation state of the Jewish people. But at the same time, it was intended to show inside the Palestinian camp that they are the more important party, that they are those who can have more effect on the situation. They are more committed to Jerusalem and to Al-Aqsa. And by the way, it's all based, of course, on this false and then the blood libel that Israel wants to change anything in Al-Aqsa. Israel has no intention to change anything in Al-Aqsa. Israel is totally committed to the freedom of worship for all religions. Everybody can worship their God in their shrines, no problem. But this is an old libel that Hamas is using all the time in order to gain more support inside the Palestinian community. And it's just a pity, but we have to suffer from this, and so we have to be able to protect ourselves and charge the Hamas with a heavy price.
Malcolm?
To what degree do the outside forces or regional forces play in instigating the violence, like Iran, Turkey, and to what degree will some of the parties in the region, like Israel's new partners in Egypt, play in bringing some sort of a resolution?
So, yes, Iran and Turkey both had their share in inflaming the situation and agitating in favor of such an activity. You know, this last Friday, when some of the events took place in Jerusalem, was the what the Iranians call the Al-Quds Day, the Day of Jerusalem, and the last Friday of Ramadan. And of course, their messages to Hamas were very clear: go on, do what we expect you to do. They also said that they're going to raise the amount of money they pay Hamas by $30 million a month, and that's clearly a good incentive for Hamas to operate. The same messages came from Erdogan, was again trying to encourage Hamas to take action, and he's also very close to Hamas, as we all know. And unfortunately, this has a very negative impact on the situation. Unfortunately, I don't think that at this point Egypt can do much, and the same with the United Arab Emirates. They're also out of the picture for the time being because they don't communicate with Hamas and they oppose Hamas. And Egypt does communicate with Hamas, but it's too early. The both sides are not ready yet to bring an end to the... Once they will be ready, the Egyptians will come in handy in order to make the preparations for an agreement about ceasing the fire. But this is too early now, and I think we shall see a continuation of the fire of the rockets coming towards Israel, and Israel retaliating with operations in Gaza in the coming day or two at least. I don't know how long it is going to last.
Yossi, we just have a minute. The loss of leadership in Hamas, is that significant? They've lost their intelligence chiefs.
It's not only their intelligence chiefs. They lost a couple of people, four people from the leadership of their research and development of arms unit. And I think this is a very heavy blow for this unit. Will they be able to recuperate? Yes, it's going to take some time, but these are people that are very powerful inside Hamas, and their loss is going to be felt.
Yossi Cooper-Vasser, General Yossi Cooper-Vasser, IDF retired, is director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, major American Jewish organizations. As the general says, the turmoil will continue, Hamas driving it. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.